97.7 The Wolf. We're speaking with Leah Hungerford. Leah is a Hancock native, and she is going to be a part of the Upstarts program June 21st at Rosé. Leah, thank you for joining me.
Oh, happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been singing basically my whole life. I come from a very musical family. My mom is Emily Krznarich. Some of you may have heard her with Pine Mountain, with the Calumet Players, and with the choir at Michigan Tech. She's been singing for quite a long time locally, and I actually got my start with Pine Mountain when I was about 15 years old, so I've been singing with them for a very long time. I have a lot of training. I have a few degrees in music. I went to Western Michigan University for my undergrad in voice, and then the University of South Carolina for my master's, and then I was out in Boston at New England Conservatory for a graduate diploma.
Congratulations, how exciting. What draws you to music the most?
That's a great question. I think it's the way that I feel when I'm performing, and that's any solo performance, singing with a choir, singing with just one other person or an instrument. There's really nothing quite like feeling that music coming from yourself.
That's how you know you're in the right business, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about the Upstarts program.
It's going to be a really great concert this year. We've got another singer, we've got a upright bassist and a violinist. We've had 2 days of rehearsal now, and we've put everything together, all of our solo numbers. We've got a duet, and also then just a big group finale, and I think it's going to be amazing. It's great variety. There's everything from jazz to 20th century music to opera to folk song. And I think people will be really pleased with what they hear if they come out to see us.
So what are the challenges of getting together with a new group of musicians and working on a program?
It's always a little bit dicey, especially Courtney and I are singing a duet from the opera Norma, and it's got a lot of choices that you can make. And so we came into it having made sort of our own artistic choices about some of the notes that we would be singing, the tempos, where we'd be breathing. And so it was really a question of us kind of getting together and figuring out what was the best decision for both of us together.
Right.
And taking a little bit of what she did and a little bit of what I did and kind of merging it into one cohesive idea. Everybody was making music. And that is, it's always a thrilling sort of transformation, but to have it happen so quickly, to go from never having perform together to really starting to gel is very satisfying.
What do you think will be like the highlight of the show at the Rosé Tuesday? I mean, the whole thing's going to be fabulous, but maybe one of your favorite parts.
Well, I'm biased, but I think my favorite thing to sing is the duet from Norma that I'm singing with Courtney, but the final numbers that we're doing with all four of us together with Susie playing the piano are from the Pergolesi Stabat Mater, and it's really beautiful, moving music, really passionate texts, and I think it's a really exciting way to end the show.
Leah, what are your plans after the Pine Mountain Music Festival ends? What's next for you?
Well, I'll be heading back to Chicago a few days after the festival ends and starting to work on my next show, which is Sweeney Todd. I haven't done musical theater in a very long time, actually since I was living in town and performing with the Calumet Players, so it has been quite a few years. I'll be singing in the ensemble and also covering Mrs. Lovett, so understudying one of the leads, and that's going to be a blast.
Congratulations to you, Leah, and we look forward to hearing you and seeing you on Tuesday at the Rosé Center.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, we've been speaking with Leah Hungerford, one of the members of the Upstart program, again at the Rosé Center, June 21st, 7:30. Get your tickets today. This is 97.7 The Wolf.